listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So we are right on the edge of the third and final eclipse in this series. And it's really a doozy. This whole series of eclipses in Capricorn that have gone on for the last 18 months are really quite powerful, obviously. And especially, I think, in the kind of the exposing the weaknesses in the structures of society, which is very Capricorn. And we have Pluto and Jupiter and Saturn has just moved back. It's retrograding. Actually, all those planets are retrograding back into Capricorn. And they're all kind of marching back towards the degrees that they were at when the whole, you know, when the shit really hit the fan in March with the coronavirus. So these eclipses too are this, especially this last one, it's exact at July 5th, 2020, or July 4th, depending on where you are. And it's at 13 degrees Capricorn. So anybody with cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, between 9 and 19 degrees, if anything that is important in your chart in those degrees, will definitely be affected by what's going on. And it can be, like, an interesting thing is that it really is an acceleration, kind of like, you know, an acceleration on the conveyor belt of evolution, the eclipse points. And so we kind of get fast-tracked through, you know, past lessons and things we need to sort out and actions we need to take and things come to light or endings occur or beginnings occur. All kinds of things can occur. But this really is kind of the ending degree of these issues. So, and then we move into the next eclipses are going to be the Sagittarius Gemini eclipses. So it's kind of, I guess it's a very important time to go within because there's so many outside sources kind of pulling for our attention right now. So going within and getting and establishing a firm and solid contact in your own heart and with your own, like the heart is the home kind of thing. You're that's the Cancer energy, which we're in right now. The sun is in Cancer, very much wants us to have a home and to feel safe and secure. And even to be like, you know, it's not just our physical home that we house our bodies in, but our actual spirits are housed in our bodies. So the body needs to be taken care of and nurtured. And like, that's pretty much it, like nurtured and loved and made to know that it's safe and secure, which we can do by catering to what makes us feel safe and secure. Hopefully that's not like a distorted thing because of abuse in your childhood. But hopefully you've come far enough in your journey that you know, like, I feel secure, you know, when you make your bed in the morning or when you have hot baths or when you go for walks in the woods or when you pet your dog or even if you have a pet. Like, you have to figure out, obviously, what your own thing is. Family, Cancer is really related to family and mothering, which is where the sun is. But this lunar eclipse full moon is in Capricorn. And it's quite a powerful, if you turn out and just look what's going on in the world, and Capricorn rules our foundations and structures and institutions. It's like the father energy, the father time. It's where kind of the discipline is necessary. But it can also, with Pluto there, Pluto is like traveling through Capricorn and it's not interested in the superficial. It wants to like get deep down to what the problems of whatever area it's focusing on, and it's in Capricorn. So the structures, the institutions, the governments, the schools, the universities, the upper echelons of society, all of that is under the Capricorn rule. And everything has its positive and negative sides, right? So what we need to do as a collective, I think, is really activate the positive energy the positive, protective, parental energy that is Capricorn with this full moon, and release the distorted, abusive, power-hungry energies that can also, the Machiavellia things that can be associated with Capricorn as well, because it is an ambitious energy that wants more out of life. It wants to leave a legacy and wants to leave, you know, an imprint and make a difference on some level, whether that's in its family or if it's just for its ego. It depends on kind of what level of evolution, I guess, that we've got to deal with. So with this eclipse, it really is like we can look to about when the eclipse point is hit. So there's like a seed planted. And then when planets, specifically like Mars and the Sun, actually trigger the eclipse point as they evolve through the zodiac, that's when the events of the eclipse, what was planted during the eclipse, will occur. So it's interesting to take note. There was just on the 28th, Jupiter and Pluto conjoined again, and it also triggered the eclipse that we had on the 21st. So June 28th might have been like a pivotal important day for you, for society on some level. And then coming again on the 23rd of September, it will actually be another eclipse hit where it will be a square with Libra, and it'll hit the eclipse degree. So that's probably what's going to trigger it. Other than that, it will come along on the 21st of December. This is a powerful point that the eclipse will trigger the eclipse point that occurred on June 5th. So it's an interesting thing to watch for. There's very powerful accelerated energies going on right now in society. So hopefully you are able to do your part in your little part of the world, and that you're able to, you know, get clear about what your foundations are, that you're able to kind of feel solid and grounded and certain, even though we do have like energies that make it kind of tricky with this eclipse. Let's just see here. So tricky, but still like liberating. That's definitely for sure, because it's Uranus. Ooh, I just recently heard a new pronunciation of Uranus, which there's so many ways to pronounce it. And it was Uranus, which I kind of thought was cool. Although I don't know if I'll be able to like just throw that in there with the accent and everything. But that planet will be trining the moon. And it really does, it gives like an ability to kind of roll with it, like an inner urge to change the way things are and bust up the status quo and throw off anything that's hindering you or oppressing you or, you know, stopping your evolution and your the evolution of your beliefs and understandings of society. So it really is like the great awakening, I believe. And I suppose that's not going to be true for all of society. And I suppose that it's true that many of society already is, like many of the people in society already are awake, although probably not that many, but a lot more than ever before in human history. And especially with the technology that we have right now, it enables us to communicate in ways and expose, you know, corruption in ways that we've never been able to do before. So I believe that that's happening. And the what is wrong with our foundations is being exposed. Jupiter in Capricorn, Pluto there, Jupiter and Pluto conjoined in Capricorn. Saturn is going back, it's backtracking into Capricorn until December. So it's going to be redoing all of this that we've just gone through, kind of maybe renegotiating or even just repeating it. It'll be interesting to see how that goes, you know, how it plays out. But I kind of doubt that things are going to be getting easier. They're going to be getting maybe more shocking even. And, you know, the square energy is quite prominent in the chart, and it's a square from Mars to Mercury, which is opposed, this whole show going on. It's going to be like, it's really... it's the kind of energy that it's like liberating, I guess. It can be kind of warrior-like, and but also for the status quo, for the greater good, for the the greater good, not the status quo, but just of the greater good of society at large is kind of what the fight is going on for. It's like the liberation of our human souls. I feel like it's kind of that really is the crux of the matter. We're fighting for the liberation of our human souls right now. And with the Cancer energy, Cancer and Capricorn are like the world stage, and Capricorn is the father energy and Cancer is the mother energy, or the patriarch and the matriarch. And it's when it's balanced and aligned, it can create a very important safety net for society, a very important, like, you should be able to turn to your parents, your mother and your father, and they're there for you, right? They're there for you unconditionally, no matter what mistake you make or decisions you make. They're always, you know, the beacon of light reminding you that everything's going to be okay and that you can come home and don't worry and all is safe and sound. You know, the foundation is so important to how you actually actualize your success in the world. So right now there's an opportunity for a big rebalance. And I even think with the Capricorn's moon and the Cancer sun, there's like, it's this, we can really access this mother-father energy in a way that protects us all as a humanity. And I think that's going on a lot of levels. There's a lot of deep, dark corruption that's being exposed and, you know, exposed abusing children and things like that, and trafficking humans, and like these terrible things are going on. And that's all coming to light right now in many ways. And people are being held accountable for the things that are going on, that is happening in a way that's never really happened before. So if we can kind of tap into our inner mother, father, and be there to protect our own energy and the energy of our loved ones, and like to stand up for safety and security and love and home and family, and in an institution, in a way, not an institution, but in a way that we can trust and depend on. So clearly, with everything that's going on in society now, we do not trust and depend on institutions in any way. And if we do, we're kind of learning that we can't trust and depend on institutions through all this for anything, including the truth. So that's kind of a big crux of what's going on. The Mars energy is kind of right at the ascendant of this chart, and it really is giving us the urge to fight for our freedom, the urge to buck the system, to like stand up and not let bad things happen. That sort of thing is going on. So Neptune is in there too, in a lovely kind of it's adding kind of a dreamy, mysterious, mystical connection to things that make us realize that we really are all one, and that we do come from the same source, that we are made of stars, that we are here on Earth because we decided to come right now, and we're here to be the way showers and the leaders and move ourselves in the direction of our greatest heart's desire and not be suppressed and held down. And freedom is what we came here for, and not only for ourselves, but to create freedom for all those on Earth and all the people that we love and beyond, and all the people that they love and all the galaxies. So it's very important work that we're doing. And if you can just make sure that you stay center, then you're going to like get through this with flying colors, and it's all going to be wonderful. It's important, I think, to make sure that you tap into the ability to relax, because through relaxation and deep breathing and, you know, just that sort of activity where you can just let go of usual thought and release and relax and stop trying to control reality, that's when your higher self and your guides can all come through with ideas and solutions and healings and information and pointing out where your energy is blocked. And there's just so much information that you can gather from your very own inner source, but it requires your attention and it requires your intention. And that's what has been very much manipulated and taken from us, you know, especially now with the internet. So it is a double-edged sword, and we got to be in our own authority and our own autonomy to be able to maneuver that so that we can utilize the tools of technology for our benefit, and also and which they are in many ways, right? We can't deny that. But also to be able to still be sovereign beings who take back our attention and our autonomy and not allow ourselves to be manipulated by every little thing that comes along, including, like, you know, Google and all the social media platforms. They really do track us. They track what we're interested in, and they're there to sell us. They're there to, you know, capture our attention. It's like our life force, really. So we got to be careful about that. And I think that maybe we'll be kind of fighting to get that back and to be, you know, in control of our own selves. The whole, you know, Aries is very much like a self-centered, self-directed energy. It's also conjoining or coming up to conjoin Chiron. So we're definitely feeling the effects of being hurt by everything. It's kind of like painful. And it hurts, especially, like, there's a lot of it, you know, division. And that can be really painful too, because, you know, a lot of us believe the narrative that we're being told by regular news, and some of us don't. And then there's like conflict, and that's frustrating, and it's not ideal. So there can be like a level of grieving that goes on with all this, grieving about the way it was, grieving that it's no longer going to be the way it used to be, especially with Chiron, right? It's like feelings need to be healed, like hurt and rejection and humiliation and issues of self-worth. And not all of us have it, because if we are manipulated into realizing how worthless we are, which so many, you know, there's so many angles in society that send us that message. If we don't look like, you know, the models or the bikini models, if we don't get the high grades in school, if we don't kind of toe the line and measure up to this like strict line that society instills in us, the programming, then we feel like shit about ourselves. So with Chiron here, I think it gives us all, we might feel like shit about ourselves, but it also will give us an opportunity to hold that place that feels sad and lonely and rejected. And for yourself, know that you're not worthless. You're not. None of us are. We're all powerful beyond imagination. We're all powerful beyond anything we could even conceive. But yet we're very much manipulated. Humanity has been manipulated. It's all been a hoax. And now I think that is what the Great Awakening is about, is like in the Matrix, like when Neo wakes up and takes the red pill, we start to see behind the curtain. And I think we're going to have more of that in the next year. So, like, settle in and hunker down and don't expect it all to change for the better right away, because it's going to be kind of a slow process, I think. Especially Capricorn unravels things slowly. It's a very methodical energy, very thorough and one step at a time, for, you know, with many years in advance in their thinking. So what you can do to try to tap into this is let go of control, because it's no fun. You can't like control everything. I realized this when we moved into the place we're in. We had a much smaller yard than I used to have. I used to have 2 acres, and now I have like a yard. But it had lots of greenery in it. And there was an area where they had like a children's play apparatus. And in that area, they had like wood chips and stuff. And it was all, you know, they had railway ties to make it this little playground. But we don't have little kids, so we let our neighbors have the play apparatus. And I've just sort of like let go of doing anything with this wood chip area. And in the last year, it's like sprouted out all these beautiful flowers. And at first I'm like, oh God, I better get out there and like pluck out all those weeds, because that's normally what we do. That's what everybody else on the block has been doing. But I felt like, but why should I be the one that goes and decides whether this plant can grow or that plant can grow or this one over here can grow? How do I even know what these plants are going to become if I just pluck them out as soon as they pop out? So I left them. And now, like 6 weeks in, after they all started kind of growing in spring, I have this like beautiful little miniature wildflower field. And it's like a tiny little version of what I used to have. And it's got clover and all these beautiful, I don't even know all the names of all the pretty flowers, but there's so many pretty flowers in there. And I look out my kitchen window and I think, I love my little mini field. It's beautiful. And I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to control anything. I didn't have to. All I had to do was just leave it alone. Just don't meddle with it. Just see what's going to happen. So I think that's kind of like a good metaphor for all of us right now. You know, we need to just leave it alone and see what's going to happen. And perhaps, just like my little mini field, there will be beautiful things sprouting that warm your heart and make you, like, every time I look out there, I just feel, I really do, I feel super grateful because it's so pretty. It's so much prettier than just boring old wood chips on the ground. And the dogs like to go out and, like, move around in the long grass and rub up against the different plants and things that are out there. It's just really, I feel like gardening is always teaching me stuff about reality. And there's another example. Even I've got a little raspberry bush growing out there. And I had no idea, because we've kind of had shit weather lately, that stuff was really going on with it. But I kind of saw a couple hints of red. So I went and looked, and the plant is filled with raspberries, all ripe. And they were all hidden under the leaves. And I didn't really like realize that raspberries did that. So underneath, all I could see was a green bush, but underneath are this like plethora, this massive abundance of these wonderfully delicious raspberries. And it made me think, you know, sometimes we have to cover ourselves up. We have to go within, like the cancer energy, and, you know, tuck into our shells, and we can grow inside. Nobody has to watch us, or we don't have to be out in the world to do it. We can wait until we're ready, and we're ready to kind of come off or fall off the branch and be protected the entire time, which, just like those raspberries. So I kind of think that we're all going through something similar, and we're kind of cocooning right now, but ready, you know, especially once everything starts going direct again. Mercury will go direct mid-July. That will help us kind of, you know, Venus has gone direct. It'll help us get moving again and feel kind of the wind beneath our wings, if you will. So what you can do for this wonderfully accelerating lunar eclipse in Capricorn on July 4th, 5th, is make sure you're relaxing. Make sure you're taking the time to connect with your heart and chill out and settle down and relax, like truly relax. Do that. Also, feel your feelings, because they're going to come up. They're with Chiron connected to this and Mars. They might even come up with a vengeance. You might even be surprised at how many feelings you have that you weren't feeling before. So if that happens, just feel your feelings. And really, like, just being there to be one, you know, to receive whatever you're feeling is a powerful thing to do to heal them and transform them. So be there for that. The North Node in Gemini is tying into this too, tying into Mars. So it could definitely, it's at a critical degree, and it's opposing pretty close to the galactic center. So I think this is quite powerful too. It's like there's many truths surfacing. We need to be able to learn and absorb and open our minds and let all of the truths that are coming up come into our awareness, because by witnessing them, it's kind of like shining light into the dark, which is super necessary if we are going to evolve as a humanity. So I think that's it. Let me just see. The Jupiter-Pluto conjunction that we've got going on is, it really does tap us into the ability to create wealth. So when you're taking time to formulate what you might create for your future, make sure that you include wealth in that. And it could be like an abundance of anything. It could be an abundance of raspberries. But often the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction shows up in the chart of wealthy, wealthy people. So I feel like it's an opportunity for you to seed some possible wealth into your world and into the world at large and into the world of everybody. We can all tap into this energy right now. So do that. Let me just see. Commitment is important, like being there to commit to what you're doing, to be your ability to like dig down and figure it out. Like, it's a commitment. It's going to take some hard work. Maybe you're going to have to, like, you know, do hard work. That's probably what you're going to have to do. It usually turns out that that's the only way you get anywhere is some hard work. But with Jupiter in there and Neptune, magical, fortunate events can occur, synchronicities that are freeing. Uranus is there making, you know, helping us enter the age of Aquarius, where we very much could evolve to be much more ethereal beings. We're not just like, you know, solid, densely physical creatures anymore. We're actually filled with light. And whether we can see it or not, I do believe that we are very much light beings now, and working with light and, you know, calling light around you and And, you know, of course, always the highest light and the most benevolent energy and always for the good and the highest version of the best life for yourself you can imagine, it can accelerate the process of creation. So keep that in mind when you're creating your reality, that that light is a wonderful additive to bring it to the highest level of, you know, manifestation, something that you really want to, you know, create in your world. It's also, you know, a wonderful family building energy. And if you find yourself that you, you know, with the family that doesn't fit, which happens so often, especially I think with, you know, with like light worker types or empaths, there's often this sort of where they do feel like the black sheep of the family. And often, you know, it can break them and screw things up and, you know, turn them into addicts and people who just never really discover their worth, which is really sad. But I think for if your heart's strong, which of course it is, you can end up finding your own path in the world in a way that you never would have if you were to stay, you know, closely connected to the family lineage, essentially. So getting out on your own and being able to follow your own path without having to toe the line in a family that you don't fit is really part of your path. So, you know, instead of feeling sad and lonely and, well, I mean, don't, you know, if you feel sad and lonely, feel sad and lonely, but feel it and then let it go and find your tribe, find your people, because it might not be, you know, the people you call mom and dad or, you know, uncle and aunt or cousins. It might not be any of those people. It might be completely different people that can match you on your level of love and commitment and connection that couldn't happen with your family of origin. That's the kind of stuff that you might be working out right now. So relax, let go, commit to solving it, commit to evolving, commit to making, building a family and a solid foundation for yourself, even if it's not like the normal looking family. That's okay. And when you do all that, you kind of put yourself in a, even if you're not outwardly out there, you are kind of choosing a position of leadership because you're energetically leading the way to the evolution by evolving yourself and helping you being awake and learning and growing and evolving and understanding helps the person behind you and the person behind them and the person behind them. So we really are all in this together and we were born for this and we can do it and we can do it really well and we can use our hearts to heal the hearts of humanity. So that is it for this podcast. If you have any questions, please feel free to connect with me and be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. Thank you for listening.